Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you more or less confident now that the Chiefs are three-peating 2 weeks in?
I'd like to open this up. 913-586-7965. We'll take your phone calls. 913-586-7965. I think it's a fair question because had you told me before the season... No Hollywood Brown for an extended period of time, maybe the entire season. No Isaiah Pacheco for an extended period of time. And Patrick Mahomes playing football in the first two games, I would say. And Travis Kelce being kind of non-existent for the first couple of games. I should say less confident. But the fact that the AFC has not stood out as some juggernaut of force makes me, I would say, as confident or more that the Chiefs have a chance to three-peat this year. Because... for all the teams that we've been waiting to catch up, the 49ers aren't off to some raucous start. The Ravens and Bengals are 0-2. So for as much as the Chiefs have played okay football, the only team who's been consistently playing better than them that I'm like, oh no, the Bills? Maybe the Texans? They could have lost their first game against the Colts too. And that puts me in the same spot I was in before. Having seen what they are, I think I'm just as confident as I was going into it. I think I should have lost some, but the rest of the AFC has convinced me that I should be standing right where I was.
Yeah, I don't want to give the exact same answer, but that's what it is. It's the fact that the rest of the AFC, two of the teams we thought could be number one seed contenders, are 0-2 out of the gate in the Ravens and
Bills
Cincinnati.
Bills are still good, though. Should that shake your confidence? Or no, these injuries shake your confidence?
No, because the Bills, to me, were the third team right there in the AFC. And so, okay, if I think that, the second and fourth team maybe in the AFC are now 0-2. All right, so the Bills are the second team in the AFC. Okay, but two of them have been knocked out.
They've beaten two of them. They've beaten the Ravens and the Bengals and haven't played good football.
When you beat two teams that had a chance to be number one seeds and we know they weren't playing their best football, they being the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes hasn't had his great performance yet. You know that's coming. Pacheco injury is a bummer, no question. Hollywood Brown, I think some of it is we never saw him.
Didn't even get
so
to see
it's kind of hard
like,
to be like, oh my gosh. Now we acknowledged if you have another injury in your receiving core, whether it's your tight end or your wide receiver
or running back, you can't really take on more there.
Yeah, then it's a problem, of course, at that point. But otherwise, no. I also think seeing how they've held up against Zay Flowers and Ja'Marr Chase have made me feel better. We know the tight ends have been an issue, but as I said yesterday, I'm not worried if you're telling me there's going to be tight ends in the NFL putting up numbers, but you're shutting down Ja'Marr Chase for under 50 yards. Zay Flowers was not effective. So I'll take Isaiah Likely and Gesicki going out and having big games. Those guys, I'm sorry, generally speaking, I'm not saying there's not an outlier performance. Most of the time, if throughout the season, if you tell me it's the tight ends that are having the receiving days and the wide receivers are being held in check, that's a good thing for your defense.
I actually think that that's been the entire theme of NFL defense. They're like, oh no, your running back had a good day.
Unless you're Josh Jacobs running for 260 yards instead of running a whole backfield.
Still almost lost that damn game.
But they won.
I understand, but that didn't put the game out of reach by any stretch of the imagination. I think this is some of this test is probably a glass half full, glass half empty situation, which is the Chiefs have played C-plus football, B-minus football for the first 2 weeks of the season. They've never had Hollywood Brown in there, and now just recently towards the end of the game, lost Isaiah Pacheco, and they've still won both games against what I perceive to be two of the top 16. So the glass half full is, they're not even playing good football yet. I mean, and the other part that you'll never be able to shake my confidence in, like, well, I'm less confident now, is I got less confident as the season went on last year. I did, because I watched the offensive line. I watched the offensive play, and I'm like, ugh, I don't like the way that this looks. I don't know how they're going to repeat as Super Bowl champions when they put up 17 points a game and are barely winning ones 19-16 or losing some games I think they should win because they can't score. But then, you know, you got closer to the playoffs, and all of a sudden the Chiefs' defense had emerged as the number one defense in the league. Well, the defense hasn't shaken my confidence in any way in the early going. And I know for a fact this team can win a Super Bowl with offensive problems. So if Pacheco and Hollywood Brown cause problems on offense, do I think this team can win the Super Bowl again? Yeah. They did the exact same thing last year. So for, it's more of like a glass half full. I think I should feel less confident. But I'm just going to guess that it's a life, it's a the Patrick Mahomes era that gives me the ability to walk in here and you today, Golden, be like, yeah, that's fine. I think if any, I think if we got asked about any other team, the 49ers, for instance, they've lost their starting running back and are currently with a wide receiver injury, right? They're missing two of their star players on offense. I'm less confident the 49ers are coming out of the NFC, not by a significant margin, but less.
I think even if the Chiefs were 0-2 and they lost to the Ravens and they lose to the Bengals, I don't think you'd lose any confidence in them either, because the games were close and they're in the AFC West and they can flip around and win the division. And they have, you know, we saw what that was last year when they weren't the number one seeds. Even if the Chiefs were 0-2, I don't think you could go as far as to say
0-2 and two major injuries. I'd probably be feeling a little different.
I don't think so.
I understand they could have lost by a toe.
This explains, I mean, I can't see it's a little bit different because they've won back to back, but this explains why you haven't, it sounds like, lost any confidence in Cincinnati, because you're telling me like 0-2, like, would be
playing two close games, like, you know?
Well, no, the reason why
at some point 0-2 or 0-3 matters as a problem for your team.
I understand that, but the reason why I'm not confident in the Bengals is because their main competition is also 0-2. If the Bengals were 0-2 and the Ravens were 2-0, they're in serious trouble of not winning the division, not getting the one seed, and maybe missing the playoffs. But all the door is open. If the Chiefs were 0-2, I don't think anybody should have or would have felt any differently, because they would not play their best and they would have almost beaten the Ravens and the Bengals, their main competition. I just don't think it would have been that big of a deal if they're 0-3, maybe more.
Whether they should or not, I don't know, but we all know what the reaction was when they lost to the Lions last year in week one. And I know exactly what the reaction was.
I think it's probably after that Thursday
night. After that Thursday night when they lost to the Lions, I remember, it wasn't that long ago, we came in, we all three were here, we all did the show, and I can tell there were plenty of people on the text line and otherwise that were freaking out and saying this team was screwed. And that, oh my gosh, they don't have any receivers, they can't overcome that. Now, you were correct, they didn't have any receivers all year, but we all know they went on to win the Super Bowl. So I do think there would have been people, if I can promise you, if this team was 0-2, would have said they're in big, big trouble.
Well, it helps because the truth is the Chiefs have not played their best football. And someone said, hey, you could say the same thing about the Ravens or the Bengals. Absolutely. But I also have three consecutive years of evidence. So last year, they weren't good on offense. By the end of the year, were they better on offense than they were to start the year? Yes, because they knew who they were. They had a healthier Travis Kelce in the postseason, and they had decided by then Kadarius Toney doesn't deserve to be on the field and Rashee Rice does, and so they were better on offense. And as Spags has always done, they get better on defense as time goes on too. While they might be struggling against tight ends now, do I currently think that's a 17-game issue? No.
Yeah,
there's no evidence to support that.
I'm with you on the progression of the defense. That's happened time and time again with Spags. I guess I just push back on the, like, hey, the Bengals and Ravens, they didn't play their best game either. Can't you say that for the Chiefs? That's correct, but at some point, result has to matter. Like, the Chiefs didn't play their best, and neither did Baltimore, neither did Cincy. None of them are finished products. All true, but you have to weigh something of, like, well, if they all didn't play their best, the team that won gets the edge.
And they also had another game to go and win against a bad opponent, and they each lost both of those. Who did the Ravens lose?
Raiders.
Yeah. I mean, that's embarrassing. Like, that's the other part of it. They might not have played their best, but they also didn't play their best against the Raiders and lost. Chiefs didn't play their best against the Ravens and won. Against Cincinnati and won. Those are different scenarios than, well, we didn't play our best against the Patriots and took an L. Chiefs don't lose to the Patriots when they don't play their best.
And if it becomes, any of them are going to be 0-3, but if one of these teams gets to 0-3 or 0-4, like, you can't be like, well, they're just not playing their best football. No, this is who they are.
Well, to counter that point, Cody, they did lose to the Raiders last year where they didn't play their best football and they still won, which is why, to that point, if the Chiefs were 0-2 if the Chiefs started 0-2 based on the last 2 years of watching this team win amidst all odds, it seems like, I don't think anybody should have lost confidence or would have lost confidence. Like if they, if the Chiefs were to lose the next three games in a row and they were 2-3, you should have,
so
you should not waver in your thought of them being able to three-peat, because we've seen them go through loops and up and down hills and through all kinds of ways that they've struggled time and time again and still win the Super Bowl.
So I think that there's a difference between something Alex and I have said on this show and that exact thought. To be less confident, the question we had, right, is are you less confident or more confident now that they are going to three-peat? To be less confident in that, I think, is fair. If they lose the next three games, I think it would have been fair if they had started 0-2. Will I ever, under Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, come on this show and say that the Chiefs have no chance to win the Super Bowl? God, no. Less confidence, that's different. No chance? No. You wouldn't catch me dead saying that. They could be three games out of a playoff spot with three games to play, and I'm not sure I'd say they have no chance. I'd still put the possibility that they could win three straight games and somebody above them lose.
Of course.
And still do it. I don't think I'll ever say no chance on this show with Patrick Mahomes. Less of a chance? Yeah. Less confidence in a chance? Sure. But nothing has rattled me to this point, even the injuries, that makes me think I'm less confident than before the season started. Even though I don't think it'd be unfair to say that just based on the injuries alone. Like, just based on that alone, yeah, to say,
so much,
well,
is just looking
harder,
at the rest
still
of the league. So, not even just the AFC. I mean, look league wide, even on the NFC side, where things are at. The Niners are dealing with injuries. You take a look on the NFC East. We just mentioned the Cowboys. Everybody was feeling good about them against Cleveland, and they just got blown out by the Saints. The Saints might be 2-0 and revitalize the offense, but I don't think anybody actually thinks the Saints, when it's all said and done, are going to be a 12 or 13 win team. The Eagles are 1-1, and they're fortunate to be 1-1. Like, we just keep going through. Like the Detroit Lions, they just lost to the Bucs. Like, see, just go, who have you looked at? I mean, the Chiefs, to me,
Bills,
if anything, have shown that they're, I mean, reinforced the idea that they're, out of everybody in the league, still the best team, despite not looking great and being 2-0. Because the teams that have been more impressive have also looked more impressive because of where our expectation was. The reason why we made such a big deal about the Saints is because everybody thought they were going to be dog crap.
I thought they'd be like a 7-win team, yeah. And apparently they have the best offense in the history of the NFL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission. For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.